And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Monday. It's the 12th day of October 2015. Let's check now what's been happening in Chicago with the grain trade. Nearby corn futures in the December contract are down a penny at this hour. They're at 381 and three quarters. The March at 392 and a half, down one. And May futures at 399 are a penny lower. July down one and a quarter. That's at 404. September at $4 and a half, down a half. And December of next year, down a penny. November bean futures are up 5 3/4 at 891 1/2. January 896 up 5 1/2. At the March at 899 1/2 are up 5 1/4. July up 3 3/4. And next year's November beans for the day are currently trading at 899. They're up 4 cents. Bean meal futures up $1.20. Bean oil 21 higher. Wheat futures in the nearby December at 506. They're down 3 1/4. That for the soft red. Hard red in the nearby down a penny and a half. The July, by the way, in the harvest month for each is down 3 3/4 for the soft red at 522 1/4 and 533 1/4, a penny and a quarter lower for the hard red winter wheat. Live cattle futures are up $1.15. Feeder cattle are $1.67 1/2 higher, and the lean hogs are 52 1/2 cents higher. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers, talk about what might happen in the trade for the day, is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Tell me about the overnight trade, what happened for the weekend, and what your expectations are for the rest of the day today.
Well, we're seeing a mixed trade, not real clear-cut direction. This has been the long-awaited Columbus Day holiday. Traditionally, this kind of marks the time window where grain markets have the tendency to sort of find support on breaks in through here and start their seasonal tendency to kind of hold together here and try to firm into middle of December. That's not endorsing a step up and buy all you can right now, but it just is suggesting we do endorse, you know, putting on some replacement strategies in here on price breaks. Not a whole lot of news today. The government holiday ideas are that this bean harvest is 60-65% complete as a nation, and corn anywhere from 40-45% complete. Still see some harvest activity to go through yet as we go through this week with a clear weather forecast. Tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, trade's expecting another bean announcement. There is talk that there's been some bean business take place off the Pacific Northwest. So we continue to see China place a home here on these sales previously announced, and we'll see if these are some new fresh sales here or not. But that's the whole key in through here as we go through harvest to see the end user come forward here, both domestically and internationally, and get some coverage on here before it gets locked away in storage.
All right. So you did suggest that there might be some possibilities for some replacement strategies. Let's deal with soybeans to begin with. Most of those, at least in our area, have gone. There are beans yet to be handled across the Midwest, but we're getting through the latter half of the bean harvest, and we'll find out more actually tomorrow, not today, about crop progress because it's Columbus Day, of course, and USDA reports will be delayed by one day this week. But if you have strategies for replacement, what might they be? Would you be looking at options to replace?
Well, it depends on one's comfort zone and their knowledge of the futures and options. We like to sit down or visit with individuals and make sure they're comfortable for a replacement strategy or a hedge strategy, period. But we kind of recommend some type of covered position. We feel the market's going to be up and it's going to be down. And the last thing we want to do is replace cash sales in here and get spooked out of that position or wash out or be in a position where you got a margin call. I've seen guys make one margin call, they'll make the second margin call. But when that third margin call comes, they say, get me out. And that's when the market turns and starts working in their favor. So you got a lot of good guests on your program in here. Any of those individuals would be more than happy to, including ourselves,
give you a call if they want to, right?
That gives you staying power. I think the name of the game as we work through 2015 here into 2016 is preserve working capital. You've got to have some cash flow to meet those financial needs in through here. But yet, when you look at the price chart, historically, we're down to the lower end of the range. And so we kind of going with the theme in through here to have some type of replacement on in case something develops in the southern hemisphere. Right now, when you look at the long-term fundamentals as far as production and carryout, we've got ample supplies, but you never know what could happen to give us that quick 30, 40 cent up in the bean market.
Where do we stand with South America? I know both USDA and CONAB on Friday said they're going to raise a record size crop.
It's in a type of pattern where we're going to see some acreage expansion, especially towards beans in Brazil. Indicated over 100 million metric ton crop. Argentina expect maybe a little less. I don't see a huge bearish increase there. I think we're looking at the same numbers or a little bit more than a year ago. But when you add that to the current world supply demand balance sheet, we're just going to have ample supplies of beans to work with here as we go through next year. The thing is a lot of analysts are watching the South American currency situation. When they become, world becomes buyers here after the first year, as their crop comes to town next spring, the fear is that we could see the sales shift to the Southern Hemisphere where they get a little bit more bang for their purchasing dollar.
Okay, so we know that the bean crop across the United States has been awfully good. We've got a good start on the corn crop. What do you hear from different regions of the Midwest? And I'm really wondering what northern Illinois might look like, the western parts of the Corn Belt, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska.
It continues to be highly variable. The main thing is bean yields continue to be strong just about everywhere. Even some areas where they were expecting 30, 40 bushel beans, they came in, 50, 60 bushel beans. Same thing on corn. Guys were looking at anywhere from 120, 130 bushel corn, and they were surprised with 150, 160 bushel corn. So overall, yields are better than what they were anticipating or expecting. Now, how we average this all out, we're going to find out here as we go clear into next year. A perfect example is, guys going through bean fields with some holes in them. The monitor is as high as 100 bushels in certain spots of the field, but the field averaged 80 bushel when they only thought the field would average 40. So it's quite a pleasant surprise in a lot of areas, not everywhere, but it's a situation where we're going to have inventory to work with. In fact, we've got so much inventory and logistics problems in the Northwest that they're stacking beans outside in the ground, Todd.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. We look forward to talking with you again on this afternoon during the closing market report.
Very good, Todd. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. And we'll talk with him again, as we just said, this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock. Hey, thank you to everybody, by the way, who pledged their financial support to AM 580 and the WILL radio stations over the last several days. Last week, we had our fundraiser and raised nearly $68,000. I have not tallied or seen the tally yet on Friday from the ag folks, but I can tell you just by the number of folks that I saw that came in, I think we got really close to making that 50 number. I saw at least 40 come in, and I just haven't been able to get into the numbers and take a look, and I don't have complete access to that, but I'm really, really impressed by what you guys did on Friday afternoon and Friday morning. Thank you so much. It all helps. It all makes a big difference, and we really do appreciate it. And personally, thank you for stepping up, all of you who listen to our AM 580 stations and listen to us across our websites as well. We do appreciate that. Let's take a quick look at some of the rest of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago as we go into the last minute here before the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the central time zone. Futures in Chicago, again, are a bit lower for the morning. Corn futures down about 3/4. Wheat futures are about 2 to 2.5 cents lower. Soybeans have gained about 7 cents in the November contract. They're up $8.93. Live cattle cattle futures are up $1.75. Feeders are up around the same. Lean hogs are around 50 cents higher for the day. The outside markets show us the crude oil down 85 cents a barrel at $48.77, and ethanol 0.8 of a cent lower per gallon. That's $1.53.3. Gasoline on the wholesale price at $1.39.4 is down about 2 cents for the day. The weather forecast says mostly sunny skies, a high of 78. Should be breezy out there with the south-southwest wind at about 8 to 13. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 46 degrees. West-northwest winds at 14 miles an hour. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies and just a high of 66. West-northwest winds. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.